When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The other rights remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door,
this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast may contain descriptions of acts of violence or that of a sexual nature and should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off of the internet or from some television show. The facts I'm retelling you were presented to me by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My descriptions of the crime scenes, what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're going to get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, I'm going to be doing something a little different. This is a story that's sent in to me by Leah Marie. And thank you, sweetie. You're awesome. I love these off-the-wall things that you send in. Y'all, I didn't know about this, and it's kind of crazy, so just bear with me, and the plot will thicken as it goes along. But I'm going to call this one Woody Question. All right, so y'all, I'm going to tell you about a guy named Charles Harrelson, who ended up being an infamous hitman, if you will. But Charles Boyd Harrelson was born on July the 23rd of 1938, and he was an American contract killer and organized crime figure who made history when he was convicted of assassinating a federal judge, y'all, whose name was John H. Wood Jr. And he was the first federal judge to be assassinated in the entire 20th century. All right. So, but Charles Boyd Harrelson also, he was a contract killer for this. He also claimed credit for a dozen other contract killings. So he's a pretty bad dude, right? Just wait till you hear the rest. So, Charles Harrelson is the father of, guess who? Woody Harrelson and his brother Brett, both who were actors. I don't know what Brett did, but we all know Woody Harrelson, right? Natural Born Killer and all the great movies that he's done since. But his daddy was Charles Harrelson, and He was born in Lovelady, Texas, and he's the son of Alma Lee Sparks and Boyd Harrelson. He was married, now check this out, four times. He was married to Nancy Hillman Harrelson, Diane Lou Oswald, Joanne Harrelson, and Gina Adele Foster. And y'all, all of these ladies would come into play in the story. So, what did he say he did for a living? Well, it's way before the internet, y'all. He worked as an encyclopedia salesman in California and a professional gambler. In 1960, he was convicted of dozens of murders which had begun in the 1960s, all right? So Harrelson's son, who we all know, who has my name, my real name is Woodrow Tracy Harrelson, was born on July 23rd of 1961, and he is the actor Woody Harrelson. Now, according to Woody, his father disappeared from the family's home in Houston in 1968, and when he just up and split and left his wife Diane to raise Woody and his two brothers. And Woody just had no idea what happened to his dad, right? Until 1981, then when he was arrested for the murder of the federal judge Wood. And during an interview in November 1988, Woody revealed that he visited his father regularly in federal prison, although he still harbored mixed feelings about him, saying, "My father is one of the most articulate, well-read, charming people I've ever known. Still, I'm just now gauging whether he merits my loyalty or friendship. I look at him as someone who could be a friend more than someone who was a father." Now, as a young boy, Woody didn't have any contact with his dad after he split on the family, y'all. And he learned of his arrest on the radio. So the speaking of the paper, The Guardian, Woody, who was the star of The Natural Born Killers by then, recalled, "I was 11 or 12 when I heard his name mentioned on a car radio. I was in the car waiting for a lady who was picking me up from school, helping my mom. And anyway, I was listening to the radio, and it was talking about Charles V. Harrelson and his trial for murder and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, there can't be another Charles V. Harrelson. I mean, that's my dad." It was a wild realization. And then the woman got in the car and saw my face and realized something was up. Woody said he returned home in a shock and spoke to his mom about what happened and what he had heard, adding, "You know, I got to give her credit because she never really soured us on him. She didn't talk negative about him. Never, ever. And she could have. He wasn't the greatest husband or father." Now, this is going to trip y'all out, this next part. So in April of 2023, another one of my favorite actors, Matthew McConaughey, claimed that he and Woody Harrelson, who have been longtime friends, could possibly be half-brothers. And he said that Charles Harrelson could also be his dad. And according to McConaughey, his mother claimed to have known Woody's father around that time that she bore McConaughey. And the two actors have actually discussed taking the DNS test, y'all. And look, I'm looking at these two pictures. Holy shit. One of them, it's pictures of them, and I guess they're around, but I don't know, 10 to 13. Shit, they look like twins. It's crazy. Now, if that part is true, it's really, really crazy. But let's go back to the dad, Charles Harrelson. Now, he had a lengthy past of killing people, y'all, and just being a general asshole. So a guy named Alan Burgs, he wrote a book about his younger brother, David Berg, called Run, Brother, Run, a memoir of a murder in my family, which is about the killing of his older brother, Alan, outside Houston in 1968. And Dave Berg writes about going to see Joel Ethan Cohen's 2000 film, one of my absolute favorites, which is No Country for Old Men. But see, he said, I didn't know that the film featured Woody Harrelson as a supporting role in the act as an actor. And anyway, the details of Allenberg's murder are sketchy. However, Harrelson was tried and convicted for, I'm talking about the dad, was tried and convicted for the murder of Allenberg. Now, Allenberg was a carpet salesman working with his father in Houston when he was lured to a bar by a phone call from a mysterious woman who promised him sexual favors. Well, I guess that would get most people to go to the bar, right? Especially at that age. But the evidence suggests he was kidnapped and killed. And the killing may have been a payback against Berg's father, orchestrated by a former employer whom the father had been bad-mouthing recently in the community. And there's also evidence that Allenberg had significant gambling debts. Well, who really knows, right? So, but Berg goes on and writes, he said he believes the trial of Harrelson was beset by prosecutorial sloppiness and the good old boy Southern injustices. Now, the prosecutor was unprepared when the defense began working to disqualify the testimony of a witness. And meanwhile, the famed defense lawyer, Percy Foreman, brought in a group of witnesses to provide an alibi for Harrelson. David said for decades, he was unable to watch movies or television shows featuring Woody Harrelson because of the pain of seeing the son of the man he believes to have been his brother's killer was simply too much to bear. All right, stick with me, the plot thickens. All right. So in 1968, Charles Harrelson, Woody's dad, was arrested three times for separate murders in Brazoria and Hidalgo counties. Now, he was acquitted for murdering a carpet firm executive, Allenberg, and sentenced instead for his part in the shooting and the conviction of the murder of Sam DeGilia Jr., who was arrested, a resident of Hearn, Texas. And Harrelson was paid $2,000, y'all, and today in 2024, $2,000 would be equal to $20,000. But Harrelson was paid $2,000 for the murder for hire scheme of DeGilia. Now, DeGilia was a grain dealer and a father of four, and he was murdered in McAllen, Texas. And I've been there numerous times. His first trial ended with a deadlocked jury, and although there was another guy, Pete Scarmardo, who was also tried in case, and he was found guilty of being an accomplice to the murder and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Well, they come back at Harrelson, right? And he was retried in 1973 for this murder and sentenced to 15 years in prison. But 1973, 15 years, you know, if he did his time, all these other people wouldn't have died. But in 1978, he was released for good behavior. Right. But shortly after Harrelson was paroled in 1978, he and his wife, Joanne, were implicated in another homicide. And on May the 29th, 1979, y'all, that's less than a year after he gets out. That is when the U.S. District Judge John H. Wood Jr. was murdered in the parking lot outside of a San Antonio, Texas townhouse. By 1982, when he was convicted of firing the sniper's bullet that killed Woods outside his San Antonio home, Harrelson was convicted of killing Judge Woods after being hired by a guy named Jamil Charga, who is a drug dealer out of El Paso, Texas. And Judge Wood, who's nicknamed Maximum John, due to his reputation for handing down long sentences for drug offenses, was supposed to have Chakar appear in his court on the day of the murder, y'all. Naturally, the trial got delayed. But Harrelson, the dad, was apprehended when calls were made to the police saying he was firing guns at imaginary FBI agents while on drugs. Well, check this out. This really happened. So with the aid of an anonymous tip and a tape recording of a conversation that occurred during a visit from Joe Chagar to his brother Jamil Chagar while in prison, Harrelson was charged with Judge Wood's murder. Now, basically y'all, the two brothers visited and they have a recording of the one saying, yeah, we hired Harrelson to do it, right? Harrelson claimed at trial that he did not kill Judge Wood, but merely took credit for it so he could claim a larger payment from Chagar. Now, Harrelson, this time, was sentenced to two life sentences, based largely on Chagar's conversation with his brother from prison that I told y'all about that they recorded. Both Harrelson and Joe Chagar were implicated in the murder of the judge, and Chagar received a 10-year sentence as part of a plea bargain to testify for the prosecution, but he didn't testify against his brother. He testified against Harrelson. Now, in the absence of Joe's testimony, Jamil Chagar was acquitted of the murder, and Jamil was represented by the former mayor of Las Vegas, who Oscar Goodman, who at that time was a public defender after being the mayor. And in his plea bargain, Jamil admitted to his role in the murder of Judge Wood and to the attempted murder of a U.S. attorney. Harrelson's wife, Joanne, I told y'all about, was sentenced to consecutive terms totaling 25 years on multiple convictions of conspiracy and perjury related to the assassination. So figure it out. Her and Harrelson planned it, and then she lied after they got busted. In 2003, many years later, Chagar recanted his previous statements, stating that someone other than Harrelson had shot Judge Wood. And that's when Harrelson's son, Woody, then attempted to have his father's conviction overturned in order to secure a new trial, but it didn't work out. And in September of 1980, Harrelson surrendered to police. Now, I'm talking about the dad, going back to before he got convicted of these two life sentences. September of 1980, Harrelson surrendered to police after a six-hour standoff in which he was reportedly high on cocaine. Now, this is him saying this. During that standoff, y'all, 6 hours, and he's ranting and raving, but he also stated during that time that he admitted that he'd killed Judge Wood and President John F. Kennedy. Figure it out, right? And more assassins.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different. And in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Nation plots and everything else. And in a television interview, after his arrest, Harrelson said, at the same time I said I killed the judge, I said I had killed Kennedy, which might give you an idea to the state of my mind at the time. He said the statements made during the standoff were in an effort to elongate his life. So Joseph Chigara later testified during Harrelson's trial that Harrelson claimed to have shot Kennedy and drew maps to show where he was hiding during Kennedy's assassination. And y'all know about the grassy knoll and the, you know, all of these different theories that they have. Chigara said that he did not believe Harrelson's claim, and the AP reported that the FBI apparently discounted any involvement by Harrelson in the Kennedy assassination. Well, that's, you know, they were pretty much stuck on Lee Harvey Oswald, right? But according to Jim Marr's 1980 book, Crossfire, Harrelson is believed to be the youngest and the tallest of the three tramps by many conspiracy theorists. Marr states that Harrelson was involved with criminals connected to intelligence agencies and the military, and suggested that he was connected to Jack Ruby through Russell Douglas Matthews, a third party with the links to organized crime, who was known to both Harrelson and Ruby. Lois Gibson, a well-known forensic artist, matched photographs of Harrelson to the photographs of the youngest looking of the three tramps. Now, that's fucking crazy, right? What if Woody Harrelson's dad really took part in the assassination of President Kennedy? But in 1982, Harrelson told Dallas TV station KDFW-TV, he said, "You believe that Lee Harvey Oswald killed President Kennedy alone without any aid from a rogue agency of the U.S. government, or at least a portion of that agency? I believe you are very naive if you do." And so, yeah, I'll tell you the one thing that never changes is the truth. All these years later, he's floating out there that he's still the hitman, right? Which is crazy. All right, let's go to July 4th, 1985. And Harrelson's locked up with a dude named Gary Settle and Michael Rivers, inmates. And they are locked up in the penitentiary, the federal penitentiary in Atlanta, y'all. Remember, he killed a federal judge. And, well, they decided they didn't want to hang around anymore. So they made a rope. I'm guessing out of bed sheets, doesn't say. And they threw it over the wall, and they scaled the wall. But guess what happened? The guard that was on duty that day saw them and fired warning shots, and they were like, fuck it, we give up, right? So after that attempted escape, they moved Charles Harrelson to Colorado Federal Prison known as the Supermax. And y'all, if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the very first new Supermax prisons at that time. I'll tell you how badass this place is. It also held the dude, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and the guy who's escaped more times than anybody else, the Sinaloa cartel boss, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, right? But, you know, you think old Charles Harrelson is doing hard time in the Supermax. Now, the Supermax, there you have no, you can't even see the other prisoners. They keep them on lockdown 23 hours a day. There's no contact. It's the worst of the worst. You got to be a real fucking badass or a real threat to everyone to get locked, to get sent there. But guess what? Old Charles liked it. He said, despite being alone in his cell for 23 hours a day and only permitted 1 hour of daily exercise, he loved and enjoyed his prison life. In a letter to a friend, Harrelson wrote that he enjoyed his life inside the maximum security facility, writing, "There are not enough hours in a day for my needs. As a matter of fact, the silence is wonderful." In 1997, being a good son that he was, I guess, Woody Harrelson bankrolled an appeal for Charles, which amounted to more than a couple of $1 million in legal fees, y'all. And at the time, Woody said, "I can't attest to whether he's guilty or innocent, but a lot of sources lead me to believe that it wasn't a fair trial." Now, while in prison, Charles became a snitch. And snitches get ditches, but not inside the Supermax because they can't touch him. But he allowed police to record his conversations with an accused killer. And as a reward, he received 5 years probation, which was later expunged from his record. I don't get that one. But he did it. The cops approached him and he did it. But by that time, the Supreme Court refused to review his conviction in 2004. Both the father and the son had long before given up on any bid for his freedom. Charles told the Dallas Morning News, "I'll probably die right here in this facility, which is fine." But in March 15th of 2007, Harrelson was found dead in his cell, having died at the age of 68 from a heart attack. Now, it's not over there, y'all. Let me give you a few little facts to back it up. In Cormac McCarthy's 2005 novel, No Country for Old Men, y'all, which is a movie now, it's fucking excellent. It's set in 1980, and the sheriff states, "Here a while back in San Antonio, they shot and killed a federal judge." Who you know, always talking about the murder of Judge John H. Wood by Charles Harrelson I told you about earlier. Now, kind of strange, but Woody Harrelson starred in the 2007 film adaptation of the novel, which premiered 2 months after the death of his father. And that's pretty crazy, right? And look, they've done podcasts on it. There's a 10-episode podcast titled Son of a Hitman, which was released on May 5th, 2020 by Spotify. and produced by High Five Content. I don't know them. And journalist Jason Cavanaugh. And if I have the time, next time I go to Wisconsin, I will listen to it. But the podcast focuses on the murder charges, and more specifically, did Charles Harrelson really have anything to do with the murder of President John F. Kennedy? Which I don't know, man. I don't know why you would say that. Or I mean, I know he's high on cocaine. He admitted to the killing of the federal judge, but he also say I took part in John F. Kennedy's deal, or not his deal, in his homicide and the assassination. And then later on, he denies it, but then later on, he's found out to have ties to organized crime and stuff like that. So I believe there's probably some truth to it. The fact that Woody, you know, learned of his father, who he was, and about the trial on the radio, crazy. And then he steps up and plays actual roles in the movies and the murders that his father is convicted of. I don't know. And dad goes to Supermax prison and becomes a snitch. And, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. And then the kicker, and I'm going to follow this up. If any of y'all know about it, let me know. The kicker is I'm going to post these pictures of Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, and they're going to blow your mind. If you haven't seen this already, I had never heard of this. And the fact that Matthew's mom admits, hey, I knew him, it's possible. I don't know what that's saying. But I would be curious to see that a DNA test gets done. Interesting stuff. So I know that was a short one, y'all. We, you know, got some changes coming down for Real Life, Real Crime. Sorry about last week. It was Easter. We're off, basically. And then on the Daily Show, something got messed up on studio stuff. It Monday's show had been recorded, but it didn't get dropped for some technical reasons. Within anyone's control, but it was recorded. Real Life, Real Crime Originals, next week coming back, and the episode's going to be titled Confidential Informant, and I think I can do it in one part. It's something I've been thinking about, and we're going back to the original episodes, and stand by for everything else that's coming. I would go ahead and tell you that we're going to be featured on a episode of Cold Case Files that's coming out. It's sometime this summer. It's already been filmed and everything. And we got some other stuff going too. But I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. I didn't want to go 2 weeks in a row without dropping anything in the episodes, period. And, you know, unfortunately, podcasts are a business, and you have to, these outlying factors, if you will, of agents and advertisers and, you know, making it run and all that bullshit. But we're getting everything worked out, and May 1st, it will be a definite game changer. Okay. But I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing. Thank you for standing by us all these years, and wait to see what comes. Okay. So, let's see. Oh, go download for free the Real Life Real Crime Community app from the App Store. It's got forums and games and the merch store and every episode of Real Life Real Crime. Not Real Life Real Crime Daily, but Real Life Real Crime. And I answer there first, y'all, every day. And listen, if you have a unsolved murder in your family or someone that you're close to, and I know I've said this before, please email me at woody@realliferealcrime.com, but you've got to send me a bunch of information. I'm going to read it. If I can give you some advice, I'll give you some advice. If I'm going to take the case on, then like we did for Courtney Coco and Mary Pochot and Miss Barbara Blunt, then I've got to have enough information for me to read, and I'd say get interested enough to take it on. So Woody@realliferealcrime.com, you know, y'all have so many social media pages, and I know a lot of y'all send me questions and comments and stuff through all the different messenger channels, and I don't get to them all because I'm in the app first, and I'm at the Real Life Real Crime friends, fans, and crew page, and which is 42-something thousand members in there now. But that one's on Facebook, y'all. That's a private group. If you want to join, just send us a request, and we'll get you approved. But, you know, TikTok's May 1st is going to be turned around, and Instagram is lots of things coming. I know y'all been hearing that. Oh, patrons, convicts, and Apple subscribers. Within the next week, you're going to have your next bonus episode. And we're going to do two for the month of April. All right? So that vault will be growing. And love and appreciate y'all. Look, thank you for supporting us. And if we owe you something, email Cindy at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at realliferealcrime.com, and she'll get it straight. But we appreciate y'all for backing us. Hope you enjoy your bonus episodes. And what else? Y'all check out Bloody Angola. Yeah, we won Best History Podcast in the World this year for the first time with the People's Choice Award. That's a show that's co-hosted by Jim Chapman and myself. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of great stuff on there. And that's it. I'm going to cut this one short. But LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, nonprofit. They help families every single day. Not only the families of the heroes, which are the people who have signed up to be an organ donor and their organs actually get used, but they help the families that are the recipients of the organs. All right? They help them. They save lives every single day. And every single day, so many people are dying waiting on organs, y'all. And I've got to meet a lot of them. I got to meet the families. Missy Jewel and her son became a hero just a very short time before his death. And then I got to actually, I think it's the kidney that went to the young man. I got to hunt with that guy in Wisconsin. He was alive because of what Missy Jewel's son did. All right, Reese. So y'all go. You don't have to be a lifer from Louisiana to become an organ donor. You can be a lifer from Ireland. Go to LOPA.org, fill out the questionnaire. Takes a couple minutes. Become a hero. Chance of ever being used are slim to none. Save a life, all right? And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
And the wolf is at your door. You're running so, but that's for sure. He already knows all about you. Cut you down.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.